Good. Riley, you know what? We got a lot of texts from people when I said we were coming on. The big one, it seems right now, here in Edmonton, from a lot of hockey fans is price point. That seems to be their number one question regarding it. And, you know, we know that the economy is, we've seen it at the order games and how, you know, there's some games that got 2,000 empty seats, which never happens. So how much of that do you take into factor when you're looking at price points for this tournament?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question. We spent a lot of time looking after price points leading up to the tournament. You know, we've been in so many different markets over the years that that's usually the number one thing that people care about is how much our ticket's going to be. So we always try and price it so that it's, you know, it's junior hockey. It's not NHL hockey. And we feel like we've done the packages in a way that people can easily afford to come to games. And our smallest package or price point is $4.95. And that gets you a minimum of 8 games. So we've really thought that through. We know people, they spend their money wisely, and we want them to get a good experience. So we've adapted a number of different packages and price points for people to be able to come out and enjoy the World Juniors.
Okay. So now the 8, if you want to get those 8 games, are all 8 in Edmonton?
Yeah, so there's actually, the way the tournament's working next year is there's 16 games in Red Deer. So you can put your name in the priority draw to enter to get tickets to 16 games in Red Deer. And then in Edmonton, we have two different packages. We have Package A, which is 8 games, and Package B, which is 8 games. And Package A gets you 5 round-robin games, including the Canada games on Boxing Day and New Year's Eve, as well as a quarterfinal, a semifinal, and a bronze. And then if you want, you can pick Package B, which gets you 5 round-robin games as well, a quarterfinals, a semifinals, and a gold medal game. So you can pick A, B, or if you want C, you can put your name in and try and buy both packages and get to all 16 games in Edmonton.
Okay, so how does that draw work? How do you get in? How do you enter for that?
Yeah, you have to enter at hockeycanada.ca/tickets. Our deadline is this Sunday, so 11:59 p.m. this Sunday. Following their gold medal game, we've got the rest of the day to get your name in the priority draw, and then we'll be drawing names randomly after that. We wanted to give everyone a fair shot at getting tickets, so people have 3 days to go to hockeycanada.ca/tickets, put their name in, and then hopefully they get drawn and get a chance to buy tickets for this event.
What about Edmonton Oil Kings season ticket holders? In the past, I know that I think some of those games were included in that. Is that the same thing for next year?
It is a separate ticket, so it's a separate package. You know, our partners at OEG, they've been great and gone out to their season ticket holders to see their interest. But the World Juniors is a standalone package, and, you know, it's a world championship, so we encourage people to get out there and put their name in the draw and hopefully get a chance to see Canada go for gold on home soil.
Okay. Riley Witcher joins us, the executive director for the 2021 IIHF World Juniors, which are in Edmonton and Red Deer this coming December and next January. What about single game tickets? How does that work?
Yeah, at this point, we don't have any plans for single game tickets. We feel that with the demand right now for the priority draw and the number of people that we see entering this, the only opportunity to get tickets is the draw and the packages. But, you know, as we get closer to the event, we'll see where we're at with that. But currently there's no single ticket plans in the mix. So, you know, if people want a chance to come out, they have to purchase the package and enter the draw to do so.
Okay. Riley, there's lots of reports earlier today about the money generated from this event for Hockey Canada. Can you explain where the money from this tournament goes to at all levels of Hockey Canada?
I can explain a little bit for sure. I mean, it's a non-for-profit organization. So, you know, all the money that is raised from this event goes back into hockey. It's part of our legacy programming, and the reason we host it in Canada so often is so that we can grow the game of hockey. So, you know, the money goes back into the game, and we're a non-for-profit organization in that sense.
So when you say it goes back in the game, like it goes back in, because now Ken Campbell had put out something about $33 million. I don't know how accurate that is or not, but you know, I'm assuming that he hasn't put in cost, because when you host it, you have to pay for, like, you know, Russia and USA's flights and stuff, or do they pay for their own to get here?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak specifically in regards to that. The operations of the tournament is put on by Hockey Canada. The teams themselves do pay to come here, but everything on site is covered through our operating expenses. So, you know, everything that we do to host this event world class is part of our budget in hosting.
Okay. So the priority draw, you only have 3 days and then it's done?
There's 3 days left. Yes. Yeah. The deadline's 11:59 PM on Sunday. So, you know, we encourage people to get their name in there. After that point, the priority draw will be finished.
So hockeycanada.ca, it's pretty easy to find. You can get in the draw. You have 3 days remaining. So Oilers season ticket holders, there's nothing that, there's not any, like, a pocket of tickets that is going to be saved for them or the Oil Kings, like in previous years, no?
They've had an opportunity to purchase already. So, you know, if anyone's listening and they haven't had that chance, I encourage them to contact their account rep. But we have provided opportunities for people that have a season ticket holders to get into the building.
Okay. And the minimum is 8 games, right? Like there's no 4-game pack or anything. It's minimum 8 games.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. It's two 8-game packages right now. That's the minimum you get. And price points start at $495 for an 8-game pack.
$495. And that's for one ticket for 8 games.
Yes. Yes, sir. You got it.
Riley, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.